It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're pleased to be joined on the program by the new sheriff of Calaveras County, Rochelle Whiting, who's joining us via telephone. Sheriff Whiting, congratulations on the new position and thanks for coming on Motherlode Views.
Thanks for inviting me, BJ. I appreciate the opportunity to talk through you guys to the community.
Yeah, so for anyone who doesn't know about you, you know, tell us about your background and how you got involved with law enforcement.
Sure. So I grew up in Calaveras County, graduated from Calaveras High School. I got my bachelor's degree in business management from attending San Diego State University. And then while I was in college, I took a job on campus as a community service officer with the SDSU Police Department. So it gave me more interest than I already had in the possibility of a law enforcement career. And then when I graduated college, I mean, I loved San Diego, waking up, surfing at dawn, everything that that city had to offer. But I knew I wanted to live and raise a family in a more rural environment, you know, in our close-knit community. And I still had a lot of friends and family in Calaveras. And from my years of growing up here and being involved with 4-H, you know, I raised pigs at the Calaveras County Fair. I knew I wanted to do something and be of service and be part of this community.
Yeah, so you were homegrown and it drew you back.
Yeah, it did. So I moved back to Calaveras in 2000. I started working for our sheriff's office as a correctional officer in June of 2000. And then after 1 year working as a CO, I was sponsored through the Modesto Police Academy and I became a deputy sheriff. Since then, you know, I've had a lot of opportunities at the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office to work in various divisions at all ranks. I was a patrol deputy and then I was a detective and a field training officer. I was at the rank of sergeant for about 10 years, and our sergeants, every couple years, they rotate around a different division. So I had the opportunity to be a patrol supervisor and then the dispatch supervisor and our Office of Emergency Services coordinator. I was our detective sergeant for a little bit. I was our department public information officer for a while when I was the admin sergeant running our training program. And then when I promoted to lieutenant, I was our jail commander for a couple years through the COVID pandemic time. So that was interesting. And then I came back over to operations and patrol. And when I promoted to captain, I was our operations bureau commander until 2022. I was appointed as undersheriff and served as second in command under Sheriff Rick DeBasilio. And then with Rick's recent retirement, he gave a recommendation for me to be chosen as sheriff. So on August 13th, the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors appointed me as the 24th sheriff of Calaveras County.
Yeah, so it sounds like there hasn't been too many things you haven't witnessed taking the different steps along the path with your career with the sheriff's office.
It's been very rewarding, enriching, and I've got to work with a lot of our staff and have been very impressed with all the various divisions in our department.
And I remember there was some information that came out a while ago about some training with the FBI. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, last year I had the opportunity to go to Quantico, and I lived in the dorms at the FBI National Academy for 3 months from mid-September through early December in 2023. And it was an amazing experience. There was about 200 people in my class from law enforcement leaders from all over the world. I met and was able to network and did class coursework with other agency leaders from usually the rank about lieutenant up to chief. You know, so like I met a some wonderful people. This lady in my class, Emily, was head of investigations in Stockholm, Sweden. Another one, He Jong, was from South Korea. It was a great experience. And then we went through academic classes, graduate level, and quite a strenuous physical fitness courses while we were there as well.
Yeah, very interesting. Are there things you feel that you can bring back from that training now being the sheriff of Calaveras County?
Oh, 100%. Our academic classes all focused on leadership principles and not only how to manage organizational change and culture within law enforcement agencies, but just focusing on being a, you know, being good people, being good stewards for the public, and especially on how you should treat others and treat your employees with dignity and respect. And it really drilled down on just culture and leadership, and not just, I mean, we went over, there were courses in cyber terrorism and other concepts, but the really core values that I took out of that program dealt with leadership and taking care of your community and taking care of your people.
You know, being the undersheriff, you had a chance to see what the position was going to be like, but what has it been like this past month, you know, stepping into the role of sheriff?
It's a little different, of course, a little bit more political, but for the most part, it's been about the same as undersheriff. Rick DeBasilio, my predecessor, he had already was bringing me along to a lot of things. I already work with many of the department heads, the fire chiefs. We have a great relationship with Tuolumne Calaveras Fire Chief Nick Cashy and some of the other leaders in the community. So it hasn't been a major shocking change from what I was already doing. But of course, when you take on the final top position in any organization, you know, the safety net is gone, and it's time to lead with confidence.
You know, now that you're in the sheriff position, what can you tell us about kind of who stepped into the undersheriff position and some of those other administrative staff members?
Absolutely. So I have appointed Chris Villegas as our undersheriff. He's now operating as second in command for the sheriff's office. Chris came through the ranks even more years than me. He started as an explorer, a teenager, when he went to Calaveras High School. We actually went to high school together. We didn't know each other, hang around or anything, but Chris's years of service and dedication to our department and the confidence that the staff has in him is great. And I think Chris is a great choice for that. And then backfilling throughout the ranks, we did a series of promotions just on August 24th, and Chris Villegas came from being the custody bureau commander and running our jail, so Captain Anthony Eberhardt is taking over that role. And then through the ranks from there, just some of the lieutenants moving around and our division commanders, but I'm really happy overall with this management team. They are very competent. They are very experienced. Many of them have been seeking their own personal development and going after their master's degree. And I think the complexities of 21st century policing, I told the board at my appointment, you know, they demand educated professional law enforcement leaders, and collectively we are all here to fill that role.
And, you know, as you look out kind of on the horizon the next few years, what do you see as kind of the bigger challenges for the sheriff's office and kind of law enforcement in general?
Yeah, so I can think of a couple challenges facing our department now and in the future. You know, one major challenge for all sheriff's offices in California, including in Calaveras and Tuolumne counties, is the onslaught of new legislation and proposed new laws that we have been seeing over the past 5 years or so, and we continue to see. As sheriff, I think it's important to remain in participation with the California State Sheriff's Association and not only monitoring the activities of the legislative session for proposed bills that affect public safety, but to also keep our citizens informed when there are bills that we support or we are opposed to. So, for instance, myself as sheriff and Calaveras County District Attorney Barbara Yook, along with some of the other sheriffs and DAs, we're supporting Prop 36 that's coming up on vote in November. Prop 36 would increase penalties and reclassify some misdemeanor thefts and drug crimes as felonies. 10 years ago, when the voters approved Proposition 47, it was to reduce California's prison overcrowding. And we have seen firsthand some of the after effects that came with that decriminalization. So I looked up the other day, and the CalMatters website says that Prop 36 is more of a middle ground between the tough on crime days to needing to just close some of those loopholes in our state law right now that the criminals are exploiting to avoid their accountability for things like fentanyl trafficking and repeat retail theft. So It's keeping informed on legislative topics such as that, that I think all sheriffs in the state are challenged with. And then another challenge facing our sheriff's office comes up with keeping up with evolving technology. Like I said, 21st century policing does bring forth so many technology topics that we've tried to stay ahead of, like artificial intelligence for law enforcement agencies right now. We're reviewing what other agencies are doing, what policies and procedures need to be in place. We're conducting vendor research and comparisons to determine if certain elements of AI are useful. Is it something we want to implement compared to what needs to be regulated and banned? So keeping up with technology is definitely a challenge, and we've tried to stay on top of it. We just underwent a project where we upgraded all of the department to new tasers to ensure our deputies and correctional officers have the proper less lethal options to assist with de-escalation techniques. We also recently transitioned to green dot sights in our county for our department-issued handguns. This technology has proven to improve accuracy, a better sight picture, which allows deputies to focus more on their target than their weapon. And then we're currently undergoing a project where all of the laptops in our patrol vehicles needed to be replaced. So we forecasted that need. We planned for it in our budget cycle for this year, and that's another technology project that we're working on.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with Rochelle Whiting. She is the new sheriff of Calaveras County. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with the new sheriff of Calaveras County, Rochelle Whiting. She's joining us on Motherload Views for the first time. Sheriff Whiting, as you were ending, you were talking a little bit about Proposition 36 that's going before voters at the statewide level, and you mentioned fentanyl, too. I'm curious, you know, what are you noticing right now in Calaveras County when it comes with fentanyl issues?
I mean, our deputies respond to calls for services. We are notified when there are overdoses. We have two deputies that are embedded over at the probation department, and we are seeing, of course, fentanyl cases, and we do our best to do what we can to take that off the street and arrest those involved with it. And the criminal activity that comes with drug use in general. But with fentanyl and with the difficulties that are coming and the tragedy of how many people that do overdose or die from it, or the effects that drug use does have on our population, we have teamed up with Homeland Security Task Force, and we share information and we try and stay on top of it, and we're focusing on those criminal actors that are trafficking fentanyl in Calaveras County and figuring out who the dealers are and who the next level is, and doing whatever we can to try and stay ahead of the problem.
How about the big marijuana grows? Do you still see quite a few of those in Calaveras County?
We still do see grows. There has been a decrease in numbers over the past year. However, our marijuana enforcement team is still strong, and they still work with the cannabis regulation and enforcement. We are still going after the criminal actors that are not within the legal system. And so if we get tips from the public, we are still actively investigating it, and there are deputies that are still assigned full-time to those investigations.
How about just kind of general goals for the department? Have you had time to kind of lay out what your goals are?
Yeah, so that's always a challenge that we're trying to figure out, is what we want the sheriff's office to look like in the upcoming years. You know, what our goals and objectives are. Are they in line with our agency mission, vision, and values? You know, with my transition into this sheriff role, It was perfect timing because we were just starting to discuss and know that we needed to write our new strategic plan. So we're starting to compile all that information for a 2025 through 2027 three-year strategic plan for the Sheriff's Office. And we're always prepping for the possibility of a financial downturn. We have a multi-year capital project plan if we're able to identify funding sources, you know. However, but updating our department goals and objectives every three or so years is necessary. So the department has, and our community understands what our mission is. One initiative that I want to remain focused on for our Sheriff's Office is community engagement. How are we doing to establish and maintain trust with our community members, our allied agencies, our local businesses? There's a difference between public interaction and public engagement. I think our agency has gotten better in our communication strategy to share information, and now we're working on ways that we can expand on the opportunities for community dialogue, like going back to doing community surveys that we used to do. More ways that we can involve, collaborate, and empower our citizens' participation in public safety. So we're always reviewing what programs we have in place and what more we can offer. And when we do that, we look at what are the obstacles are to community engagement. There are some individuals or families that have past negative encounters with deputies or with law enforcement in general, whether that's our agency or another, that can be an obstacle. And we also, I mean, we recognize we do, as well as Tuolumne, you know, both our agencies, we have a newer, younger patrol force where some deputies and dispatchers are unfamiliar with our community history, our prominent families, their culture concerns. But it's important for people to know, in general, law enforcement and many of our citizens share social concern. We try and focus on listening to what our community is concerned about, both in terms of public safety and just in their general quality of life. People need to be able to express to law enforcement how they feel, what they value, what their experiences are, in addition to giving us the facts to establish probable cause for crimes or just to document incidents.
You know, having such a large county geographically and, you know, going from Valley Springs to Arnold and different communities have different topography and different issues, you know, how hard is it just to kind of make resources available to meet the needs all across a wide area like Calaveras County?
Yeah, so that's a great topic, and a high priority for us is hotspot policing and using crime analytics in our patrol deployment plans. So one topic that we've been expanding on involves crime analytics and the hotspot policing philosophy. We have staff who analyze data, mainly the crime trends in our county. Because we are so spread out, we look at who our repeat offenders are, where are the hotspots of criminal activity, what times a day are busier, what days of the week are busier with calls for service, and how are our response times. So we use all of that data to guide us in making our decisions for patrol deployment plans. In Calaveras County, we do have a beat structure that's based on geography. So patrol deputies have a specific geographical area within the county that they patrol, and sometimes it is spread out. But we expect our deputies to remain proactive, get out of the car, introduce themselves to businesses, get to know the people within the area that they regularly patrol. And then in between those calls for service, the deputies use the crime analysis information for targeted patrols in an attempt to reduce or eliminate criminal activity.
We need to take one more break. We're talking with the new sheriff of Calaveras County, Rochelle Whiting, on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with the new sheriff of Calaveras County, Rochelle Whiting. And Sheriff Whiting, we're still in the midst of fire season. You know, the Arrow Fire was the biggest incident that Calaveras has seen so far this season. You know, how did the response go with that incident in relation to evacuations and the other things that you're involved with?
Yeah, so I talked earlier about our great relationship with the county fire chiefs and our Tuolumne Calaveras Cal Fire Unit Chief Nick Cashy. So when the Arrow Fire kicked off, that was an extremely fast-moving, wind-driven fire. So that early level of communication and coordination was essential. We got lucky, of course, lucky and unlucky that our cattle ranchers had to deal with so much effects of the fire, but we did have some space before that headed into the town of Copperopolis. And so the coordination with fire on a fast-moving fire like that, like the Arrow Fire, it went so well. And at the onset of a wildland fire like that, our patrol sergeants link up with battalion chiefs, local battalion chiefs, and they form an incident command together, and that's what happened on that. So we do quick communication regarding evacuations, regarding public safety concerns, and we were able to do that, pre-position resources. We knew how fast that fire was moving, so we contacted through OES, through the Law Enforcement Mutual Aid System, and got some more law enforcement up here from our adjoining jurisdictions. Especially, we got great support from Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office, and it went very well. We got extremely lucky that they were able to save many of the structures and the effects on the town of Copper. Our fire departments did such a good job on that fire, but agency collaboration played a huge role in it.
Yeah, you mentioned the role in working with Tuolumne County. Tuolumne County obviously has a new sheriff as well, David Vasquez. Have you guys kind of worked together and looking at things on the horizon together?
Yes, absolutely. Sheriff Vasquez reached out to me and vice versa, and we're going to set up a meeting here shortly, but the communication with all of the local sheriffs is outstanding, not only with our participation and networking through the California State Sheriffs Association, but just understanding the need for good communication and collaboration. Our sheriff's office, you know, we continue to focus on our allied agency partners. Some different examples of that, you know, we have behavioral health case managers embedded at the sheriff's office as another tool that we utilize for mobile crisis intervention to incidents. Like I mentioned, through our AB 109 funding, we have two people, a corporal and a deputy, embedded over at the probation department who assist with monitoring compliance and enforcement of laws with our supervised population, people on probation and post-release community supervision. We have a deputy assigned as the school resource officer to be a direct conduit for school administrators on matters of school safety and juvenile crimes on campuses. Our Marine Safety Division personnel are very active with the Department of Boating Waterways. And even of our couple of our people are certified instructors that teach the inland boating class to other deputies around the state. We were talking about the fire departments. We attend the monthly meetings with our local fire chiefs to ensure there's open communication and collaboration on the fire-related matters. And then, you know, when you talk about the Tuolumne County Sheriff, sometimes our customers for the sheriff's offices, they cross the rivers into the adjoining counties too. So that open intel and information sharing with our partners at Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office, Sonora Police, Angels Camp Police, CHP, any other law enforcement officers that work in our area. You know, most people might not think that the Forest Service has law enforcement officers that we collaborate. Big Tree State Park has law enforcement officers. Our CAL FIRE law enforcement prevention officers. We try and do our best to keep open communication, and these are just a couple of examples of the continued collaboration efforts. So we're doing a multi-agency approach to resolving the community issues and keep them a priority for the sheriff's office.
You know, with the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office, you know, recruiting and retention, how has that been going recently?
So we just, Calaveras County just completed a classification and compensation study. And thanks to our county human resources department, and especially the direction and support from the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors, they prioritize the issue of equitable compensation. So the Sheriff's Office and other Calaveras County departments, the timing of it was perfect when we were going into this fiscal year. We did make some budget reductions in order to accomplish this for our employees. So what that means is we made some hard but fiscally sound decisions to get our employees raises. Employee recruitment and retention for the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office is a high priority. We can't keep being, Tuolumne as well, you know, we can't keep being a training ground where we hire deputies, dispatchers, and correctional officers. We get them through the academies, and we only maybe get a couple years out of them before they leave for other agencies that pay more money. So starting in August, just this past month, the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office's employees are a little bit happier. They saw higher numbers on their paychecks, and that's because we continue to focus on employee recruitment and retention. And then, like I touched on before, all those principles that I studied at the FBI National Academy, and a lot of that talking about agency culture, we really focus not only on equitable compensation for our employees, but we also are doing things internally to make sure we are focusing on officer wellness. Because if our employees know their mission and they're focused on what they should be doing, and we provide them the proper resources, it means they are going to be better stewards for the public and serving our community and focusing on what they need to do for public safety and the protection of our citizens.
You know, earlier you mentioned technology as well. Have you noticed quite a bit of a change in technology since when you first started with law enforcement to today when you're now sheriff?
Oh, absolutely. My first patrol-issued vehicle to me was a two-door Bronco with no cage, and I used to put the prisoners next to me in the front seat, so that was very interesting. And flash forward now, you see our agency has gone to driving a lot of patrol trucks. We went from handwriting reports when I started to being able to type our reports on the mobile data terminals, the laptops in our patrol cars. Many of our vehicles are now equipped with the in-car camera system. Our deputies now wear body-worn cameras. The evolution of the technology just in the past 24 years that I have worked for the Sheriff's Office, it's been astronomical, and it's interesting to see where we're heading and what's out there. I think a lot of people have seen that September is cold case month, and so we've been highlighting a series of cold case investigations through our social media sharing. Seeing what our cold case team is doing with genetics and DNA and going back through not only cold cases but current cases, and seeing where the technology has evolved for our investigations, it has been very interesting to watch that evolution from inside a law enforcement agency.
Yeah, definitely so. We've been sharing those stories as well on MyMotherload.com. Sheriff Whiting, thank you so much for coming on. It's been great having you on Motherload Views and getting us up to speed on what's happening with the Sheriff's Office.
Thank you, BJ. I appreciate so much the opportunity, and I also appreciate everything that you guys always do to keep our community informed.
We appreciate your willingness to come on the show as well. We've been talking with Rochelle Whiting. She is the new sheriff of Calaveras County. She recently replaced the retired outgoing sheriff, Rick DeBasilio. A reminder, if you missed any of this Motherload Views or past shows, you can always find them archived in the media section of MyMotherload.com. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.